W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Buffalo is buried under a historic snowfall. Reporter Tara Lynch at Buffalo CBS affiliate WIVB is out in
it. You hit a wall right at Buffalo, and it's been steady snow ever since.
A wall of snow, the storm nearing historic levels, falling almost steadily since Thursday. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency and a travel ban for 11 counties across New York State.
It's dangerous. It also means it's life-threatening.
And deadly whiteout conditions making driving nearly impossible.
At least three people are dead. Twitter has reinstated former President Trump's account. CNET's Ian Shore says it was a business decision.
Trump was a force on Twitter and able to stay in the headlines in part because he was so active on the platform and so many people followed and responded to him. Trump hasn't been able to garner that kind of attention since, even though he created his own social network, Truth Social.
Russian troops have withdrawn from the Ukrainian city of Kherson, but CBS's Chris Livesay says their occupation won't soon be forgotten.
They leave behind traumatized survivors and mass graves. The bodies all bear signs of torture, says the chief investigator. More than 3,000 crimes were committed during Russian occupation, he says. 90% were war crimes, like rape, torture, and murder.
A girl has died after being run over by a truck in a holiday parade Saturday in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Bystanders and police officers jumped into action, chasing after the truck and physically forcing it to a stop.
People came up and were helping, like, grab it and slow it down a little bit.
Witnesses say they thought it was an accident. The driver was honking to warn others that the truck was out of control.
The drivers, you can see the people in the truck getting out, like telling people, warning people, get out of the way, we can't stop, we can't stop. They were screaming.
Police say the driver is cooperating and is now facing multiple charges, including misdemeanor death by motor vehicle and reckless driving. Michael George, CBS News.
Baffled police in Idaho continue to investigate the stabbing deaths of four college students. CBS's Christina Ruffini with the latest.
In a Facebook post, the Moscow County Police Department said the two surviving roommates are not considered suspects, but they are no longer in this house as it's strictly a crime scene at this point.
President Biden's granddaughter, Naomi Biden, married Peter Neal on the south lawn of the White House Saturday in an outdoor ceremony in unseasonably cold weather. It was the 19th known wedding held at the White House in its 200-plus year history. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 4 above overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 29. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 19. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 11.
Human. This is Wendy from Sunspots, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain. Spend the just don't know. Whoa, whoa. Is it
On Civic Media, we are local music. That's brand new Sunspot there and Spend the Night. Did a double dip to get the show going. American Monsters, that came out about a year ago. Pretty cool. No shows on the books for Sunspot other than See You on the Other Side podcast. But today is Mike Huberty's birthday rocker.
Yay! Happy birthday, Mike.
Dude, Huberty is... he's a machine. He's, I equate like, you know, Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. He's a machine. Mike Huberty is also a machine. He's been with Maximum Inc. for since the beginning of the paper, right?
Pretty close to the beginning. He was out. He was, I believe, going to school in La Crosse, and he was the news producer up there, the TV news producer. And that's when he called me up, and he's like, wanted to interview people and write for Maximum Inc. So it was pretty insane. He's been around for, it's been more than 20 years, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think
he's interviewed hundreds of artists for Maximum Inc. And yeah, he's a dynamo. What can you say? And he's probably played more Bombastigas than any one person.
Probably. He's the hardest working guy in Madison, maybe. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. That's Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We wish her the best. Glad you're along with us for original local music until midnight tonight. As always, Rocker, we have a great show for the people. Tell them who's on tonight.
Jimmy, David Lanuti is here in the studio. He's going to be talking about Mad City Bridal Expo. That happens tomorrow, November 20th, here in Madison at the Doubletree. Jimmy Vagley of the Jimmies, he's going to be interviewed by Terry Barr. They did an interview early this week because the Jimmies are out on the road. CX of Atari Teenage Riot, he is going to be here to tell us about the Scorpio Fest that's going on at the Red Rooster in Madison on Sunday, November 20th. The Devil's Lair, Jimmy, tonight, Lawnmower. It is a bluegrass super group. And we're going to be talking about to the guys in the studio here tonight.
There's going to be a stand-up bass in the studio tonight.
A stand-up double bass.
Can't wait for that.
Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight. And tonight we have a guest, Go Play God, Big John and Vaughn. They're going to be here 10:30, and of course, Essential Last Crack at 11 p.m., Jimmy.
This past week, the Madison Area Music Association, otherwise known as the Mamas, had their big show on their Facebook page, In the Lab. It was an excellent night of local music, local bands performing from all different studios around the Madison area. And of course, the Mama Awards were given out. And Rocker, a connection to Lawnmower, Tony Castaneda won the Latin Jazz Band of the Year.
Latin Jazz Band of the Year is a
Latin
is
performer
it category.
Latin performer of the year. Also Ray Cruz with the song of the year, Dora. I kind of like the Latin jazz rocker. Remember the Cardinal used to have Latin jazz?
Well, it's fun, Jimmy. It's hot. It's spicy.
It's a perfect date night entertainment. You know what I mean? Oh, let's play some right now.
Hey, Luca Patinon plays with these guys.
Nice.
We're going to hear him tonight in The Devil's Lair.
It comes full circle on Max Inc. Radio.
Kingdom. Oye, mami, dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. No lo mueves, es una locura. Me sube rápido la temperatura. Hey, dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. No lo mueves, es una locura. Me sube rápido la temperatura. En el disco pide. Pieza con este reggaetón que tan solo empieza. Pónteme de espalda, dale, acelera. Hey, es que estás bien rica, mamacita. Sin duda eres tú mi favorita. Cuando meneas esa cinturita, veo que eres una bellaquita. No paras de bailar, no tienes freno. Dale, morena, ven y rompe hielo. Agáchate, menéalo hasta el suelo. Yo sé que a ti te gusta el sandungueo. ¿Cómo dice? Dale, morena, rompe cadera. Dale hasta abajo que te ves bien buena. Dale, morena, rompe cadera. Dale con todo y no tengas pena. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. No lo mueves, es una locura. Me sube rápido la temperatura. En el disco pide. Abusadora. El vacilón lo prendió con su motora. Está bien dura, bien rica y anda a la moda. Hey, ahí está la pared, lo menea bien. Llamando la atención, quiere que le den. Falta con pantalón, chocándolo bien. Yo sé que a ti te gusta rápido y bien. A 105 Fares, ahí está el ambiente. El fumeteo, el bailoteo está caliente. Atrévete, que esto es muy diferente. Sencillo, de eso que le gusta a la gente. ¿Cómo dice? Dale, morena, rompe cadera. Hasta abajo que te ves bien buena. Dale, morena, rompe cadera. Dale con todo y no tengas pena. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Todo lo mueves, es una locura. Me sube rápido la temperatura. En el disco pide. Última music, rompiendo.
Maxing Radio, we are local music. That's some Latin music for you on a Saturday night. Latin song of the year, actually. Ray Cruz there and Dora. Before that, Tony Castaneda, Latin jazz band with their song Mambo Cardinal. And Tony actually has a show coming up at the Baroque on Saturday, November 26th. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you, playing some local music from all around Wisconsin. Maxing Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, O'Dana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Mad City Bridal Expo. Mad City Bridal Expo is happening Sunday, November 20th. You can go to the website for some free tickets. MadCityBridalExpo.com. The ring is just the beginning. And David from Mad City Bridal Expo is in the studio. We'll have a chat with him in just a couple of minutes. This gentleman won a mama over the weekend. This is also some new music from Robert J. This is Storm Watcher on Maxing Radio. We are local music.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 9 above. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 29. Lows dip down to about 24. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine expected Monday with daytime highs approaching 37. 41 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Be sure to check out the podcast. We got some interviews ripped out. We got previous shows. It's all at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Mag Sync Radio Show icon. And be sure to get the Civic Media app on your smart device. You can also ask Alexa to play Civic Media. It's a wonderful thing. Get the Civic Media app at your favorite app store, Rocker.
Jimmy, our next guest is in town for Sunday's Mad City Bridal Expo happening November 20th at the Doubletree by Hilton on East Washington Avenue in Madison. David Lanuti is the organizer of Mad City Bridal Expo and Max Inc.'s resident marital expert. David Lanuti, welcome to Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I totally appreciate it. And I like the story that you told me about the whole radio station, Devil's Radio, and the break before we got on the air.
We're very fortunate to be on statewide, or almost statewide. It's coming, though.
More coming every week. Hey, David, you have been doing Mad City Bridal Expos for some time. For our listeners who are about to knowingly or unknowingly get married, tell us about tomorrow's Mad City Bridal Expo.
Well, Mad City Bridal Expo, we've been in business now, doing this for about 15 years. We do three shows a year here in Madison. We do Winona Terrace in March, and then we do the, used to be called the Crown, it's now the Doubletree. Some people may still remember it as the Crown. But we do two shows a year at the Doubletree in July and November. And there's going to be about 40 vendors. And I think we've pre-sold about 450 tickets. So it's going to be a really, really good show. All I can tell everybody is to get out there as early as possible. We open the doors for brides and all their family and friends right around 11:30. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I can tell everybody is, since COVID has broke, so to speak, I know it's still around, but since it's, you know, we're not locked down anymore, prices have gone up a little bit. So I don't want them to have sticker shock, because prices have gone up because vendors are trying to make up for a lost year, year and a half. Mm-hmm. The other thing is vendors are getting booked right away. I mean, some places are big where they may have 8-9 DJs, and other places are more of a mom and pop shop. Was maybe a photographer with their cousin. Be ready to book on the spot.
Wow.
Because if you wait, you may not get them.
So it's like buying a house almost. You have to be ready to jump.
Pretty much, yeah. You may say, well, I'll get back to them within 1 or 2 weeks. And, you know, some of the most popular dates, what I think it's 9/23/23. You may be, I hate to say SOL, so to speak. We all know what that stands for.
I remember when when Mrs. K and I were doing our wedding prep years ago, we didn't really know what was in trend, what was happening at the time, what we should do. So what are some of the latest trends in weddings?
Outdoor has gotten really big, and part of it's probably because of COVID.
Yeah, right, yeah.
We have I'm going to give a shout out to one of my vendors, DNS Party Tents. They're at every one of our shows, and they can supply your tents and everything for your outdoor venues. But outdoor venues have become really popular. I think a lot of it is because of COVID. Even though it's broke, but it hasn't broke, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But outdoor is kind of like probably the latest trend. It's always been around, but it's gotten way bigger, having outdoor events and everything.
What made you get into this business? I mean, weddings are stressful, man.
I actually was on the other side of the expo business for a long time, for about 20 years, 25 years. I'm actually out of Chicago, a little bit south of you guys. I'm pretty sure everybody knows where Chicago is.
Love Chicago, except for those Bears. I don't like those Bears.
Hey, I'm a Lions fan. You don't know my pain.
Oh, whoa!
Every year we got a top 10 draft pick, but I digress. But no, I was actually the shows are produced under my company, Silver Screen Events, and we were a big wedding venue company. We still do about a half a dozen to a dozen a year that are all referrals. And we did photography, video, photo booth, DJ, and uplighting. So I know all about the wedding business because I actually did it for 20, 25 years. And I was like, I took some of the... I took a lot of the good. I did shows all over the United States. So I did brought stuff in from California when I was out there, and from Florida and Chicago. And I tried to massage it into the Mad City Bridal Expos, because I was on the other end and I knew what I liked when on some of the shows, and I knew what I didn't like when I was a vendor.
Now, how many times have you actually been married then?
You're going to laugh. Everybody's going to laugh.
Hold on. Let me make sure we're recording here.
Drum roll, please. Believe it or not, being in the wedding industry for 25 years, and I've never been married.
Oh my. Let's have a moment of silence. So let me know, what is the best kept secret of the Mad City Bridal Expo? I mean, what is it that people should know? What would make it more efficient for people when they go there?
One of the nicest things is we're not as crazy as some of the big shows that come out in January. In Milwaukee and even here in Madison, there's some big shows that come out in January and February. Our big show at the Monona Terrace comes out in March, a little plug for herself. You're not going to be overwhelmed with 18 photographers, 15 bridal dress companies, 7 different tuxedo companies, you know, so on and so on. We try to make it advantageous for everybody, especially my vendors. Most of the vendors that you will see have been with me almost the entire 15 years, because I try to limit to 3 or 4 per category. I don't want 15 bridal stores, because then it's just like, well, here's this dress. It becomes information overload, so to speak.
Overwhelming, yeah.
It's overwhelming, especially on photography or whatever. I mean, there's awesome photographers, you know, in the Madison area, Milwaukee area, whatever. But when you have 15 photographers to choose from, it's almost information overload because, and then I don't want my vendors to cut their prices because, you know, this photographer is offering this deal, so I'm going to cut that deal and add something else on. And it's a downward, it's a deathward, how do you say it? A death spiral because there's too much. Mm. So we try to, we're more of a boutique. We try to limit it, the vendors because I want everybody to be profitable. So they all come back year after year after year, and which
the,
they have.
And for the people that are getting married, it's kind of a one-stop shop. You can get everything you need right in one spot, sign up, and you can be done with it. Literally, you can wedding plan in one day. That's the cool thing about Mad City Bridal Expo.
We've got everything. I mean, we've got hair and makeup. We've got wedding venues, indoor and outdoors. We've got food. We've got tuxedos. We've got bridal stores. You name it, we've got it. You can plan the whole thing. The other cool thing we do too is, and I'm not going to give away anything, if you come to the show and you're a registered bride, you will get a $200 gift card, but you have to be present. It's a $200 free, doesn't cost you anything, gift card from one of our top vendors, Sweet and Spicy Creations.
Nice. And then those free tickets to get into the expo tomorrow, they're still available at the website, correct? MadCityBridalExpo.com.
You might be able to twist my arm. It actually expired this afternoon.
Oh,
it is $10. It is $10 at the door for being a little late. I call it my late fee. And we're setting up the show right now. I've got a crew over there at the Doubletree setting up the show.
Nice.
But it is, we still do have tickets available, but it is $10 at the door.
Okay.
And we've had all kinds of celebrities there. We've had the funny little people who took top 10 at America's Got Talent. I've had the band, a lot of people know the band here, Madison County. They've been at our shows. They were actually some of my models at my shows. That was a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun. We've had some DJs from other stations there. Hopefully you guys are going to come out and be there. And especially Rocker, he just told me he's got some alcoholic beverages that's under his banner.
Yeah, Rocker Vodka and Rocker Rye Whiskey for the bride and groom, sure.
I wasn't sure if I could say that. He also told me he is now, he can now perform the wedding, too.
Yeah, I got ordained, Jimmy.
We need to do that live on the air, you know? The Mad City Bridal Expo is happening tomorrow at the Doubletree Hilton Madison East, 4402 East Washington Avenue, right here on Madison's east side. You can get tickets. They're $10 a piece. You missed your free ticket, buddy. MadCityBridalExpo.com. MadCityBridalExpo.com. Dave, it's always a pleasure. I'm glad you came in tonight. We've talked to you on the phone a couple times, and it's wonderful to meet you in person.
We got a great partnership going, and I want to continue all the way through 2023.
Excellent.
Hey, are you planning on coming back to Milwaukee now?
Next year, we will be in Milwaukee in 2023. The only reason we weren't there this year, we were there the last couple of years. Every date we picked, all the venues were booked that we were looking at, but we are coming back in 2023 in Milwaukee.
All right, we'll keep listening for that. What's the website again, Jimmy?
MadCityBridalExpo.com, and the expo is tomorrow at the Doubletree right here in Madison. What time does it start?
11:30 to 3.
11:30 to 3.
And there's over 40 vendors, and we've got one that does ATV. It's a little crazy, so there's something for everybody.
Appreciate you, Dave. Thank you so much for the support. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Let's do some brand new music here from Kelsey Miles. Oh, I love this song. I Go Back on Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks. You guys are on.
Burned in my eyes, and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I. Yeah.
Well, it was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh, Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I never be the same.
That's brand new Kelsey Miles.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You can see Kelsey Wednesday night, November 23rd at the Harbor Bar and Grill. That's in Lake Geneva, I believe, yeah. Ryan McGrath coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's do some Wheelhouse. Something to be said on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thoughts and I was dreaming dreams, sitting underneath that willow tree. When the mind spread out like a deep blue sea, and I thought about a story of an amputee who could feel it late. The leg was gone, and kept scratching and hitching him all night long. I knew his pain, but it was based upon, cause he had me one place, she done me wrong. I'm not saying it's exactly the same, just making a point, nobody to blame. Be you together or be you apart. Sometimes a man can't control his heart. Life don't work out the way you always expect. No label on the bottom, use that direct. You can't hold it back, you can't keep it inside. You can't stop now if you try. There's something to be said. From falling for someone like you. There's different journeys and different roads, a million ways. Yourself back home. Different ways to do the same old song. You got a million ways to do the right thing wrong. You can leave it all up to fate or not. It don't change the script, it don't offer the plot. Well, I'll just start from on a whole new stage. Just a songbird singing in a rusty cage. There's something to be said about it. Yeah.
myself from falling for someone like you.
You jump in from a back.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't play a lot of covers on this show, but, you know, Jimi Hendrix, The Big Payback. Why not play some Crosstown Traffic? Hey, thanks again to Dave from Mad City Brighto Expo for popping in. Be sure to check out the Mad City Brighto Expo tomorrow at the Doubletree out by Easttown. It starts at, I think, 11 o'clock. And tickets are just $10 at madcitybrightoexpo.com. Coming up next hour, Terry Barr checks in with an interview with Jimmy Vaguely from the Jimmies. Right now, brand new music from Ryan McGrath.
Damn heart attack. Baby, so unnamed. One of them will go to don't be right. One of them will go to couldn't believe it. Put your phone on my side. We're for practice, pulling in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. Cause whenever you wanna take me home, one thing left to do. Play some like a nice tune. Yeah. Hey, 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 shaking her head.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and